We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There's so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we've carved out a space just for you, the creative entrepreneur making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is much that we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, it's Katie Hunt from Proof to Product, and today I wanted to talk about a topic that I am asked about all of the time. Specifically, people ask, how do I know if a certain store is a good fit for the products I'm selling? Now, you've probably heard me say this here on the podcast or even in our emails if you're on our newsletter list, but I am a firm believer that relationships are the key to running and building a successful business. Everyone from your team to your customers to your colleagues to your vendors, they play a significant role in how you're developing as a CEO in your business, as well as the development of your company. And the relationships with wholesale buyers are no exception. But you might be asking yourself, how do I find the right stores? How do I connect on a personal level with these buyers? And how do I know if a store really is a good fit for what I'm selling? Now, these are common questions, so I wanted to share some ideas with you and then also, you know, offer some alternative ways that you could learn more about this. So let me run through three specific things you can take action on now, or three things you should think about. One, I want you to focus on quality over quantity. So I often hear people say that they want to be in hundreds of stores, you know, big box stores all across the world, as well as independents, hundreds of stores, right? But I would argue that it is way more beneficial, especially in the beginning as you start to wholesale, to work with a smaller group of stores that order from you regularly. It is much easier to provide excellent customer service and build a meaningful relationship with a smaller pool of customers. And it gives you time to refine those internal systems and build a strong foundation so that if you do grow to a point where you have hundreds of stockists, you'll be able to keep up. So set realistic goals for yourself when you're starting out and remember that fewer customers isn't necessarily a bad thing. Number two, go beyond the website. The internet is a fantastic place to research potential wholesale partners, but there is also so much more to their business than just their website. So how is the store showing up on social media? Who are their customers? What brands do they buy from, or who do they engage with on social media? What kind of customers are commenting on their feed? Which shows, trade shows, are they attending and talking about in their social media feed? And also, what types of products are they featuring? Now, I am definitely not advocating that you stalk anyone, but the more you know about a potential shop, the more effective that first point of contact will be. You'll also have a clearer idea if your products would work in that store. So it just starts that conversation going in a more personalized fashion. Number three, start a conversation. Again, I don't want you stalking anyone, but don't be afraid to engage with people in your industry, particularly shops that you admire. There's people behind those brands. There's people behind those social media feeds. So comment on their social media, like their posts, send an email introducing yourself and your product line, or even a handwritten note on one of your products, and let them know that you've enjoyed their emails or their social media feed. Maybe they displayed their window display on social and you thought it was cool. So, like, relationships take time to build, and I know that you are busy juggling 101 things in your business on a daily basis. But here's the thing. If stores don't know about you, they are not going to buy from you. And ultimately, that brings us all the way back to relationships. These stores are your customers. Focus on customer experience, building real connections, and delivering on your promises. Ship things out when you say you're going to ship them. Also, be professional, be polite, and use every point of contact, every email or snail mail, piece of mail, or social interaction as an opportunity to strengthen your relationships with your buyers. And one last note, a PS, if you will, these are the types of things that we really dive deep into at Paper Camp. We will help you hone in on which stores are the right fit for you and your products. We will explain how to build that mailing list in a legal and non-sleazy way, and we will provide you with strategies for how to best reach your wholesale customers. If this is something that you need help with, join us for the Paper Camp e-course. You can get more details and register at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. And enrollment is only open for a few more days. We'll start our class on September 30th. And if you are listening to this episode after we've already closed the doors, you can still go to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp and join our wait list. And if you do that, we'll send you info when we open enrollment next. So thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and go out and build those relationships with your customers. Hey friends, I just got back from our Paper Camp conference and I am feeling so energized. It was such an incredible experience. If you missed it, do not stress because you still have time to enroll in our Paper Camp e-course, but you gotta act fast. Because we close the doors this Friday, September 27th, and class starts on Monday, September 30th. So if you want to get started with wholesale, if you want to enhance your current wholesale program or strengthen your wholesale catalog, or maybe you just want to find the right stores for your product, head to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp and snag your seat. This is a 4-week program that includes live office hours with me and guest experts, plus instructional videos that you watch on your own. So the content is similar to our Paper Camp conference, but with more flexibility and there's no travel required. This will be the last time that we offer Paper Camp for 2019, so let's get you set up for success in 2020. Head to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp for more information and to register. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to prooftoproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.